I want to have a further conversation with you, brothers and sisters, in reference to this whole topic concerning faithfulness. And, you know, each week we give you different subject matters associated with it. And tonight I want to take a few minutes to just talk about, faithfulness is a key to increase. And I want to talk about faithfulness and it actually being a matter of choice, because that's actually what it is. Faithfulness is a matter of choice. And when we talk about faithfulness, we had a working foundation scripture that we've been using that's over in Matthew 25, 28 through 30. And this is the latter end of the parable where the Lord had come and given talents to three people, 1 5, 1 2, and 1 1. And then he took his journey and came back to see what those servants had done with what he'd given them. And the first servant had multiplied his, the 5 had doubled it, and the second servant had multiplied, you know, his from 2 and doubled it to 4. And then the third servant had just taken his 1 and buried it and did nothing with it. Well, and the Lord came and said, you know, it wasn't about how much I gave you. It was about how well you managed what I gave you, how well you stewarded what I entrusted to you, how well you became a manager of the resources that I entrusted to your care. And out of that, we've been having this great conversation about faithfulness and how when you're faithful, it actually, you know, causes increase to come in your life. And there's an additional passage of scripture that's over in Mark 5, 25 and 34. And we'll go to that in just a little bit, because it's a familiar passage of scripture with a story that you may have heard before, and I want to directly connect you to how it's associated with faithfulness and it being a matter of choice tonight. Now, working definition again of faithfulness is what? Read this, please. Uh-huh. Yes. And what I'm sharing with you tonight is the ability to be thorough in your performance, in particular to God, is a choice. That's a choice you have to make. Honestly, and being steady and reliable, trusted and loyal, devoted, honest and dependable, these are choices that we'll have to make to be, because just because you have the choice to do something does not mean that that choice doesn't come without challenges. And we have to choose to be people that will make the decision to choose to be faithful even when our faithfulness is being challenged. There are things that will come from every aspect of your life, on every hand, on every side, to challenge my ability and your ability to have these characteristics of faithfulness in our life. Because when we talk about being faithful, we're talking about these are the characteristics that we possess. And you know, being honest is a choice, because I could choose not to be honest. Being devoted is a choice, because I could choose not to be devoted. Being reliable, being a trustworthy person, being a loyal person, these are things that we have to choose to do, because you do have the option actually not to be these things. Look at your neighbor and say, faithfulness, a matter of choice. Okay, now when we read the Bible and we talk about God, y'all, now we know that we are not God, okay? Because we didn't create God. God created us, okay? And when he created us, as you well know, in his likeness and also in his image, which means we are not God, but we are like God, which means that I can talk like him, I can act like him, I can think like him, and I can decree a thing like him. Are you listening to me? So I don't walk around saying I am God, but God expects me to walk around being faithful to him. And being faithful to him is carrying myself as a person that has a relationship with him. You and I are his children, and we have been given the right to behave like God. And when we behave like God, we get God's results. How many want God's results? Okay? And God says that, you know, I'm thorough in my performance to you. I'm steady. I'm reliable. I can be trusted. I'm loyal. I'm devoted. I'm honest. I'm dependable. And you are not me, but you can be like me. Because you were created in my image, and the same characteristics that I have, I want you too to choose to have these characteristics as well in your life. Okay? So we're not him, but we were created by him, and we can behave and act just like him. All right? And remember, the big question for all of us is, you know, what are we going to do that's going to be different? Every week we hear something, we're exposed to something, it gives us an opportunity and a chance to be different. And being different, y'all, and doing something different is a choice. It's a matter of choice. And you and I can't just be in an environment where we hear different and then we leave and don't choose to be different. So it is a choice for you and I. Touch your neighbor and say, it is a choice for both of us on tonight. Saying we can choose to be faithful. Because faithfulness is a matter of choice. Okay, now, having said that, remember what God said to us over in Isaiah? If you'll be people that let me what? If you'll be people that are what? Then I will what? I will lift the quality of your life. The quality and quantity of your life will shift if you will allow me to help you. How many of y'all have ever heard or had a moment when you felt like, well, I'm confused? Huh? Or I don't know what to do. Have you ever encountered a person that said that they were confused or didn't know what to do? Okay? And you know, whenever we are really confused, and we don't know what to do. And a lot of times, a lot of God's people get confused when it comes down to being faithful as to what I should do, what I should choose to do. And one of the reasons that there's a lot of confusion when it comes down to it is because people are only confused when they're trying to figure out for themselves only what God can give them the answer to. And when I'm like, God, I don't know what to do, I'm confused. That's because the answers that I've got and the answers that I'm pursuing, I'm not really pursuing and getting those answers from God. Don't lean to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him. And what will he do? He will direct your path. Look at your neighbor and say, the only time you and I will really be confused is when we're looking for the answer in some other place other than getting the answer from God. And I'll leave you confused. And so if you're going to get the answer to God, you got to read the Bible. Can I get an amen anywhere? So with that, there are three points of power that I want to leave with you tonight from the scripture that we're going to read in just a moment. Number one, change your habits. And what? Number two, faithfulness is a matter of what? Not what? Well, God's going to give me the chance to be faithful. No, he'll give you the opportunity to choose to be faithful. And then number three, faithfulness is what? It's a relationship with God. Now think about it for, you know, just a moment. Our thoughts, y'all, what we spend a whole lot of time thinking about, our emotions and our actions, as we carry those things out, our thoughts, our emotions and our actions, you take your thoughts, you take your emotions, you take your actions, and they become habits. And then as you continue with your habits, you create a lifestyle. And as you stay with that lifestyle, that becomes the culture of your life. So you go all the way back to your thoughts, go all the way back to your emotions, go all the way back to the actions and stuff that you're doing. When you put your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions in a bowl and you stir them up, what you got is a habit. And if my thinking concerning faithfulness is off, if my feelings and my emotions are off concerning faithfulness, if the stuff that I do concerning being faithful is off, and I mix all of that up, I can be a good person with bad habits. That's all a part of my thinking, my thoughts, my emotions, and my actions. Please listen to me tonight, okay? Because your whole life can change. Your whole life can change. Yes. If you can change your habits. Now, the good news, you may have had the wrong thoughts or emotions or actions concerning faithfulness, concerning being a good steward, but the good news is habits can change. You can get better. Look at your neighbor and say, you can get better. Say, habits can change. Say, your lifestyle can change. So here I am, this good person, and because I've picked up these bad habits, now when you look at my life is flawed, not because I'm a bad person, but my life is flawed because my thoughts are off. And then you look at what I'm into and the people that are around my life. In other words, what I impact and what I affect, it's a culture that I've created because of my lifestyle. So if I can change my habits, my whole life can change. Look at your neighbor and say, it is possible to be a good person that has bad habits. And it'll leave you wondering, what's wrong with my life? Okay? But bad habits can change. And we got to get this because, stuff that becomes a habit for us, y'all, that stuff starts getting out of your heart. And it's almost like the words that we put up on the screen, okay? If the screen represents your heart and the words represent your habits, then the way you and I behave begins to be engraved on our heart. And before you know it, what's going on in my mind is working with my heart, and my heart and my mind are working together, and my life is somewhere it don't need to be. But I can shift that. Do you know that if you took like a piece of wood and you took a sharp object, or you just took a piece of paper and you took a pencil or something, you just kept grinding in the same spot, you're gonna engrave something. It's gonna be engraved there. And that's what happens with our habits over a period of time. It's like you just keep this way, and before you know it, it's like it's this thing, you done created a groove in your life. All because I need to alter my thinking a little bit. Faithfulness. It's a choice. It's a matter of choice, not a matter of chance. Lord, if you just give me a chance. How many of y'all have had a lot of chances to do something, and even with the chance, you didn't do anything? You had the chance, but you didn't make the choice. Oh, Lord, if I just had a chance. I can think of times when I've had chances, just didn't make the choices. Faithfulness, okay? And then faithfulness is who you are. Yeah. It's who you are. Faithfulness ends up being a relationship with God. Faithfulness ain't just something I do. Faithfulness is something that happens because I got a relationship with God. So we go over to Mark chapter 5, verse 25 down through verse 34. And, you know, I'm going to make mention of it and talk about it, and y'all will be able to relate to it. You know, scriptures, you know, you'll be able to follow down through it without me just reading. I want to set the stage for it. And this is what you got. And remember these three PowerPoints that I gave you earlier. It's this sister that has a blood condition. And her condition is she's losing blood And she doesn't know why she's losing it. And no matter what she does, she can't stop herself from losing blood. And the story goes on to say that because she didn't know what to do, she made a choice to go to people who she thought would help her with what she didn't know what to do with. And the story goes that she went on to many physicians or went to many doctors, and she would get there and tell each one of them, "I don't know why it's happening, but I can tell you what's happening. I'm losing blood and I can't get it to stop." And the Bible says she went to each one of those physicians or each one of those doctors, but instead of her getting better, with each doctor she went to, she only got worse. She went to the first doctor and didn't have success, but she didn't stop. She made the choice to go to the next doctor. She didn't get better at the next doctor. She went to the next doctor. She continued to make the choice to move to the next doctor that she felt that could help her. And the Bible says, instead of getting better, she got worse. But not only did she get worse, she spent all she had. She invested every single thing that she felt was in her possession to improve her situation. And she even involved other people in her life who she felt could help her with that. And at the end of the day, she was no better. She was still losing blood. She wasn't saved. She didn't even know Jesus. But she had created a habit as a result of what she thought. And she continued to flow with what she thought. And as a result of that, she picked up this habit of just going and going and going and going and going to the same types of people. Was she a bad person for wanting to get better? Absolutely not. Was she a fool for investing in trying to get better? Absolutely not. So there's no way we can just say she was a bad person. She could have been any one of us that has a problem and you don't know how to fix it and you begin to take steps to do that. And the Bible says when she spent all her money, she heard. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. In the beginning was the word was God, and the word was with God. So literally what the woman heard, she heard that there was somebody coming that had a reputation for helping people. And she said, "I'm already in the habit of going to get help. It's already engraved. The only problem is I don't have anything else to spend. Everything's gone." And her knowing she didn't have anything else to spend, the Bible said, she said to herself, "If I could but touch the hem of his garment." In other words, I don't know him, I don't have a relationship with him, but if I can get within the environment of what he's impacting, if I can get within that, I believe something can happen for me too. And she sets out to go to the meeting where she's heard about this person that she believes can help her, because she's heard he helps other people. She sets out to go, but imagine this, she doesn't just set out to go. She's physically exhausted because she's continuously losing blood. She's emotionally drained because every time she thought that she had gotten to somebody that could help her, she only left disappointed again. Financially, she's broke because she spent everything that she had. So even in her thoughts, in her emotions and in her actions. She's really at a very low state. But she says, I'm going. I'm going. And she starts out and gets moving, only to discover, weak in body, stressed in mind, and totally drained financially, she gets there only to discover that there's a massive crowd. And now, being weak mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially, she got to figure out how she can muscle up the strength to get to him. Because here's a woman that has no relationship with him and really doesn't know him but heard about him, surrounded by people that supposedly know all about him and have spent a lot of time with him. And she looks at the crowd with all of this going on, and she says, I didn't come this far just to come this far. Now, if a person that doesn't have a relationship, hadn't even been taught or touched by him yet, is going to make the choice, in spite of all of that, to be faithful to what I believe will help me, how much more are people who have a relationship with him, who know him, ought not let what they have to go through cause them not to be faithful to what they know works? And everything that could keep her and discourage her presented itself, and she didn't even know him, but didn't let it stop her. And here we are, y'all, if we are not careful, we know him, have been with him, spent time with him, got a track record with him, and here we are with an opportunity to do something different, and stuff gets in the way, and we allow it to stop us. Look at your neighbor and say, everybody's got a sad story. Everybody has many reasons to quit. Everybody can be discouraged. You and I are no different. But what are we going to do that's going to be different? You don't even realize you're stuck. Every time somebody doesn't treat you right, say right to you, do right by you, give you the right chance, you're stuck. Faithful. 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 She had all reasons to just say, I ain't going to church. I ain't got as much as you got. I don't even have your title. I don't get to sit where you sit. They don't even know my name. I just ain't going. You have no idea what's going on in my mind, what's going on in my heart, what's going on in my life. You have no idea what I got. Every one of us in here could stand in line and get the mic and cry out, you don't know what I got going on in my life story, and all of us would be right. This woman didn't get healed because she got to him and said, I spent all of my money. I've been to all of the doctors. I'm mentally drained. I'm emotionally stressed out. I'm financially broke. I just want you to know, if anybody deserves it, I deserve it. She's just faithful. Faithful with movement. Faithful by choice. Because she could have chosen, when she saw the crowd, to go back home. But she chose to press. And I don't really know how Dr. Fuller, she got through that church crowd, because church people are some of the most difficult people to get past. Because church people will try to make sure you got to go through them. Oh, you going through me. What do you mean I'm going? Oh, you going through me. Do you not know who I am? I've been in this church 10 years. You don't know whose prayer line I've been in? Don't you call me no brother. I'm a minister. Oh, you gonna go through me. Don't try to put me at the back as no usher. Y'all know I sit at the front. Don't act like you don't see me. Y'all gonna see me. And for God's sake, don't let them step in front of you to talk to the pastor before you get there. And you've been waiting in line for 10 minutes. This is not for none of y'all. I'm preaching to the people who watch this on TV. I really dare you to touch two people and say faithfulness. Say it's a matter of choice. Say you can choose to do a lot of stuff, but you got to choose to be faithful. Well, Bishop, I'm just wrestling with faithfulness. I just don't really know how to get up. You don't wrestle with it going to work. Oh, you might call in sick one day, 2 days. Every 3 years, you get the flu and be out a week. But you ain't laying out of work no month. No. Let me get on back, finish my story. And she presses away. What are you saying? She makes a choice. She chooses, and she gets through the crowd. And honestly, y'all, honest to God, there won't nobody around Jesus but church people. And Jesus says, "Who touched me?" And the church like, "Come on, man. All of us touching you. You see this massive church crowd around you? What do you mean, who touching you?" And he said, no. This is not the touch that I normally get. He said, I felt something leave me with this touch. In other words, what I felt is somebody that didn't have to touch me, they chose to touch me. Because they had everything that could have caused them not to touch. They even had the chance to turn back, but they chose to press. Jesus said, I just felt a faithful touch. And he turned and asked the question, who did? Now the woman is standing back and looking at all of this, and then the woman comes out of her hiding spot and says, I wasn't ashamed to get to you on my own, and I'm not gonna be ashamed to get to you in public. I know everybody's standing around looking. I don't know these people. They don't know me. I didn't get their endorsement. I did not get their permission. But the one thing I know is that the fountain of my blood dried up. And she came, fell, told him what happened. And you know what the Lord said to her? He said, woman, this is interesting. You have chosen to be faithful, and your faith has changed your life. And what you couldn't get anywhere else, you got it today. Not because you didn't have faith, but when you put it in where it should be, when you placed it where it should be, you're using your energy to put your faith and your confidence in areas that can't produce for you. And you lack understanding because you've been trying to get answers from everybody but the one who can give you the answer. And you are a good woman that was left in a confused state, but your life will never be the same. And Jesus used that moment to teach all of the church folk about how an unsaved person could teach saved people how faithfulness is a choice. So when I go back and I reflect, Jesus looked at that woman and said, you know what? Faith ain't just something you did. Woman, faith is who you are because you just decided to have a relationship with me, and that's what changed your life. You got to understand what it means when it says she touched the hem of his garment. No. That meant her life was changed. Not just the fountain of her blood dried up and that was it. The package had to be complete. The Lord called on her and she responded. When the Lord was saying, who touched me? He said, whose life just changed? And who wants their life to remain that way? And Jesus was saying, if you want to keep what you just got, let me know right now. And the woman came out and said, I've been everywhere else. I don't want to lose what I got. And y'all got to understand, there's so much trying to make you lose what you already got. And the Lord is saying to you, as good as I have been to you, and I'm trying to call out saints and ask them to stand up and be faithful in the midst of a world that doesn't want to trust me and doesn't want to believe me. And in the midst of a whole bunch of saints in the last day who are falling away because of their lack of faith. And I'm asking you to be that believer that will stand up among other believers. In other words, I don't want you to be a person that's just saved. I want you to be a person that's serious about your relationship with me. Yeah. And there are too many people that are saved, but not serious about their walk with God. And God said to the woman, if you're serious about your walk with God, when I call you out, stand up and be counted. And you got all the things that are coming at you, trying to make you sit down and get God to respond. When Jesus said, if you want me to respond, you're going to have to stand up. You have to stand up because I'm going to call you out. And the way I'm going to call you out is I'm going to take you what you're going through, and I'm going to put you under the spotlight. You are not going to get me to deliver you behind closed doors. If I'm going to help you in private, you're going to say yes to me in public. And we got too many people in God's family that want God to help them privately, and then they want to act like they want to publicly. And the Lord said, no. The Lord said, don't try to act like you ain't touched me. Don't act like I ain't healed you, like I ain't delivered you, like I ain't made a way. Don't be acting like because you're going through something, you don't know how to be faithful. You know how to be faithful. I did it for you the last time. So why are you acting like right now in this situation, you don't know how to be faithful? Anybody can claim what they got with God until it's tested. And you don't know what you got until it's tested. And the Lord says, change your habit. When I call you out, stand up. You know I'm the one. You're the one. You want to get to the place in your life with your friends that you can brag on God instead of requesting a prayer sympathy. You want to get to where you can go to your friends and say, you know what, the prayer we prayed last week is already working. You want to go to your prayer. Why don't you send a text and an email out and say, you know what, I decided to trust him and this is what's been happening. Don't get to where you got to have prayer every day to take a step. Choose to take a step if they don't give you prayer that day. And with all this that woman had going on, the Bible said she a crowd, and she said, I'm not gonna let what I got to go through stop me. I'm depressed because I've been depressed. Didn't nobody come pick me up in no horse and no buggy? Didn't nobody come by with no moped? Did nobody call Uber? Nobody came to give me a ride. I told myself. And we don't know how far the woman had to walk. But we do know wherever she went and however far she went weak. Because she'd been loose. See? And we lose a little something, and we just feel like we just ain't gonna make it. I lost today because they normally include me in on the text, but today I see they dropped me off the text. They didn't include me. I just don't know if I'm gonna be able to make it. They invited everybody else to the party, but they didn't invite me. I just don't know if I'm gonna be able to make it. What's PowerPoint number one? What's number two? And number three?